Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. Actually, this week there is no Parsha because Shabbos is the second day Shavuot, at least in the diaspora. So we will not be doing the regular Parsha of the Shabbos, but it's Shavuos, and I thought I would just spend a little bit of time sharing an idea about Shavuot, and also it ties into one of the things that we read on the first day Shavuot when we read the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments. So we know there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us that blessed be Hashem who gave the Torah to Jewish people, and it lists a number of things that are connected with the number three. So it says he gave us the Torah that is a Torah of three, Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, to a nation that is made of three, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, through the person that was the third born, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. On the third day, what's meant by that is that the Torah gives it 2 days of preparation, and then it says, "Vayihi b'yom ha'shlishi," on the third day Hashem appeared, and "B'yarchat lisoi," the third month. As we know, the way we count the months in Judaism is from Pesach, so it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, so it's the third month. What's interesting, by the way, just to add in, these are the main number three connections, but there's more. And on the page of the Gemara, there are notes from one of the Ge'onim. The Ge'onim lived kind of in the 5th century to the 10th century sort of thing. And one of the great Ge'onim, his name was Rav Nissim Ge'on. And he adds, there's actually many more connections to three. For example, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us a Torah, he was third born, but he was from the tribe of Levi. Levi was the third born. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Also, it was Levi has three letters, the word Levi. Moshe himself, his name has three letters. And so on. So he gives a bunch of things. So we see this tremendous emphasis with the number three. What is the idea? What is the idea that's number three and given in the third month? So there's an interesting chazal. Chazal tell us, HaTorah nitzna la'asos sholom ba'olam. The Torah was made to bring peace into the world. What does that mean to bring peace? It's not just about resolving conflicts between people, but it's a different type of peace. It's a peace between, sort of speak, godliness and the world, spiritual and the physical. The idea of Torah is, and the power of Shavuos is, that before Matan Torah, we know there's a famous question, before Matan Torah, people learned Torah. Avraham Avinu learned Torah. Yitzchak learned Torah. Noach had a son called Shem. Shem and Aver had a yeshiva. The Medrash tells us that the Jews in Egypt had a yeshiva. The tribe of Levi always learned Torah, and so on and so forth. We know that Noach learned Torah because Hashem told him to take a certain amount of number of non-kosher animals and kosher animals. So he must have known which were kosher and which were non-kosher, right? So what does it mean? So what happened at Matan Torah? What happened at Matan Torah was that Hashem gave us, through the Torah, gave us a power to bring together heaven and earth. Before the Torah was given, although mitzvahs were observed and Yaakov Avinu kept the mitzvahs and so on, but there was no merge between the physical and the spiritual. Even if you did a mitzvah with an object, you didn't bring godliness into that object. Obviously, you did a mitzvah and you connected with higher things, but that object remained unholy. The object remained mundane. The concept of bringing Hashem into every part of our lives, bringing the godliness, holiness into things that we interact with that are physical, that is the power of the giving of the Torah. That's what happened on Shavuos. That's what happened when it says that Hashem proclaimed all these 10 statements, the 10 commandments. He was giving us tools. He was giving us the power. He was giving us the energy. He was releasing such an amazing energy of godliness that transcends both heaven and earth to bring them together. And that's the idea of Shalom, making peace. In other words, the number one represents that there's no conflict because there's only one thing. The number two represents that there's conflict. There's one thing and an opposing thing. And number three is the merger, the peace that happens between them. So before Hashem created the world, even on the first day of creation, Hashem Echad, the only reality that existed, even on the surface, was only Hashem. There was no other existence, even on a superficial level. Then came the world. The world is so to speak, appears to be an independent existence. It's an existence, especially in this physical world, that kind of conceals godliness. It conceals holiness. It opposes godliness and holiness. So there's two. That's the number two. Shavuos, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, is three. Three brings together the peace between the one and the two, between the two opposing forces, so to speak. So that's the idea of Torah. Torah should bring synthesis and calmness to our life, that everything we do becomes a vehicle to how to fulfill the Torah, and there's no longer a tension or a conflict between the physical and the spiritual. This is also hinted in a famous question that comes up at the very beginning of Aseres HaDibros. The opening line of Aseres HaDibros is, "Vayedaber Elokim," Hashem spoke, "es kol hadvarim ha'ele," all these things, referring to the Ten Commandments, "lemar," saying. Now this word "lemar" often comes up in the Torah. What does it mean? For example, we have "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemar." Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying. What it normally means is, "lemar" means to say to others. So Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, he gives him a commandment, he gives him a mitzvah. He says, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe," Hashem spoke to Moshe, "lemar," to say to others. So the famous question with the Aseres HaDibros is, we have a tradition that every single Yid was by Matan Torah, not only the 3 million physical people that were present at Har Sinai, but every Jewish soul, every neshama, all of us, we were all present at Matan Torah. We all heard Hashem say, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God." We all heard the Ten Commandments. So what does lemar mean? What does it mean Hashem spoke all these things lemar, to say? It can't even mean to say to the next generation, because all the next generations were there. So the Magid de Mizrich gave the following interpretation. He said the following. Lamer, we know that the Hashem gave the Ten Commandments. We also know that Hashem created the world with 10 sayings, 10 utterances. They are referred to as the Asara Ma'amores, the 10 utterances. Same word as lemar, which explains why the word lemar is in the pasuk. Vayedaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ele. Hashem spoke all these things, the Ten Commandments, which is the foundational concepts of the Torah. What was the purpose of speaking those things? Lemar. To connect them, to bring them to be part of the 10 utterances of creation, lemar, the Asara Ma'amores, to bring them into the way the world was created. Until Matan Torah, the 10 sayings of creation remained separate to the 10 principles of Torah. They didn't merge. But when Hashem revealed himself at Har Sinai, gave us the ability to take these 10 things, and through these 10 things, to bring God into the world. So that the 10 utterances are no longer an empty world which conceals godliness, but rather it's a godly world. The 10 utterances with which the world is created becomes a godly existence. And that's the meaning of lemar, to connect the power of the words of the Aseres HaMa'amores, Aseres HaDibros, to the 10 sayings of creation and make the world a holier and better place. Have a wonderful day. Have a good Shabbos. I'm wishing everyone a good yontif. First of all, it's important to go to shul on the first day to hear the Aseres HaDibros, because the Medrash says when we listen to the Aseres HaDibros, it's as if we are listening to the Aseres HaDibros on Mount Sinai. Second of all, everyone should be mekabel the Torah. We should recommit and receive the Torah again, as the expression goes, "besimcha ubipnimius," with great joy, and internalizing the message. And the brachas of Torah should shine upon us and bring us all good news, both physically and spiritually. Chag Sameach, and have a good day.